Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. I'm sorry if you can hear that in the background. There is this dog in a nearby neighbor's house, and I think he wants to get out or get in. I have no idea what's going on. I can't do anything because they're not home right now. Hopefully, it doesn't bother you too much. Anyways, so in today's video, I actually wanted to speak to you about emotions and how I feel like as I get older, emotions, instead of getting more easier to understand, I feel like they get even more complicated and more confusing to me. I guess because they're becoming more, the more deeper I get into it, the more I'm like, I have no idea what emotions mean and what they're all about. Maybe everyone is like this, I have no idea. But I particularly feel like as an INFJ, I am even more unaware of maybe, perhaps I know other people, what they're feeling, maybe a little bit. But when I think about what I'm particularly feeling, even right now, if I had to kind of name an emotion, I have such a hard time with it. I don't know, I have no idea. Who am I? What am I feeling? It's all a complete mess inside. And so as you might know, I'm writing novels right now, and I'm part of a writing group, and we meet up weekly and we discuss our writing. And one of the constant feedbacks that I keep on getting from the group is that you're not expressing your emotions, the emotions of the characters properly. We don't understand what the emotions are. You're not describing the physical sensations either, but mostly you're not describing what their emotions are. Like, what are they feeling? How are they feeling? What's going on in their body? What's going on? You're explaining their thoughts very well. So I do this very well, where I'll be like, this person's feeling, thinking this inside of their head, and they're analyzing this inside their head. And so I can do all of that very easily. But then when it comes down to emotions, they're like, you're not doing it well. And so, you know, I'll try a little bit more, and I'll re-edit, and I'll like try to put in a few more emotions, and then I'll go back to the writing group the next week with the same, you know, the same piece, and try to get feedback again. And it would be the same feedback. You tried, and it's getting a little bit better, but you're still not expressing the emotions that the person, the character is feeling. And, you know, every single time this happens, I internally am thinking to myself, I actually have no idea myself what emotions are or what they're all about or how to feel them or how to express them or how to write about them. So I can totally understand why you guys, you know, why my group is like, you're not expressing your emotions properly in the writing. And the more I try to understand, you know, what do you think my character is feeling? I can only come up with perfunctory emotions, like maybe he's feeling angry, maybe she's feeling tired. I really am having a hard time going deep into emotions and really trying to discern, okay, what is really going on with this person? How are they feeling? Thoughts, I can do very well. I know exactly what they're thinking and what they're analyzing. But emotions, I have no idea. And so perhaps one of the reasons why I became a writer and one of the reasons why I love writing and reading particularly is because there's so many writers out there who are able to do this so well. They're able to portray the emotions of the characters in a way that I'll just be sitting there thinking, I feel that. I can feel that. I'm reading it and I can feel it. I don't understand it perhaps particularly, but I can feel that emotion that the writer is expressing. And maybe that's one of the reasons why I actually even got into writing in the first place, because I started journaling first, is to figure out, okay, what am I feeling right now? And instead of actually saying it out loud, because that was really hard for me, I'd write it out. I'd write it out in a journal. I'd be like, I'm feeling, my stomach's hurting, I feel stressed, I feel worried. I'd write all these emotions down, even still very, very, very surface level. But just by writing it down, I kind of started understanding a little bit more of what I was feeling. And so I started writing in a journal first, and then I started writing novels because I thought that it would be, you know, it would help me not only kind of express my imagination, which is just wild and all over the place, but also it'll help me kind of understand emotions better. I must say that I am not that much further ahead than I was 20 years ago when I first started writing. Was it 20 years ago? 20 years ago. Was it longer than that? Perhaps. Actually, much longer than that. Almost 30 years ago that I started writing. And so, yeah, almost 30 years ago that I started writing. And so it's just crazy. I've been trying for so long to write down emotions in order to understand them, but it's not working out. And so recently I started kind of looking into it a little bit deeper because I was like, I need to figure this out because if I don't, I'm going to be spending the next 60 years doing the same thing if I'm still alive, trying to figure out what my emotions are. And my friend gave me a suggestion that instead of trying to figure out the emotion by naming it, how about you start figuring it out by feeling it inside of your body, not in your heart, but as physical sensations. And so, you know, really start building that mind-body connection. And although I have been working on this my entire life, you know, doing yoga, running, all the other stuff I do in order to build my mind-body connection, it's still not even 20% there, or like, I would say it's worse than that. Some days it's really good, some days it's really bad. But in any case, so she told me to start feeling my emotions about my body and to start be like, okay, like, is your stomach contracting? Are you clenching your fists? You know, is your forehead all scrunched up? Are you stressing because you're tensing your shoulders? What's going on in your body? And to start feeling that, and the more you feel your body, the more you'll understand emotions. So I've started doing this very recently and it helps a little bit, but again, what happens to me is that I get stuck in my head. I'll start analyzing the emotion or the sensation rather than naming what it feels like to me. And so constantly what I have to do is kind of pull back from analyzing. Stop analyzing what's going on and just say what's going on, right? Stop figuring out what it's all about. That's not important. Figure out what it is first, right? And so I'm very good at analyzing, be like, well, you know, probably the reason I'm feeling this way is because I went there yesterday and I had this emotion, or I met this person, and I'll go on in my head and I'll start creating all of these random long stories about what's going on and why am I feeling this way, but not actually understanding what is it exactly that I'm feeling. Am I feeling angry at the person for making me feel this way, or am I upset, or am I worried, am I anxious, what is it exactly, right? It's so interesting to me because for the longest time, I did not realize that I was an anxious person. I'd look at all these anxious people around me and I'd be like, there are a lot of anxious people around me. Is that just because it's the world that we live in? Not realizing that I was attracting anxious people because I'm anxious myself. Also, once the anxiety was removed, because I started taking supplements that did that, as soon as that anxiety was removed, I realized how much anxiety I actually hold in my body constantly, so much of it. Because the minute it was removed, I realized I don't have anything to worry about. I don't have anything to be anxious about. What am I going to do now? I felt this loss. I felt this emptiness. Because there was all of this space that was created all of a sudden, and I didn't know what to do with it. That's how unaware and clueless I am about emotions that are inside of me. This emotion that is so close to me that I can't feel it because it's so much of it that's always there, anxiety. The minute it was removed, I understood that it was there. But for the longest time, I assumed I wasn't anxious. I assumed that, yeah, I think everyone else feels anxiety, but I don't feel anxiety. I just plan. And the more I plan, the better things get, and I don't have to worry about things. The reason I plan, though, the reason I overplan, overthink, overanalyze is because of the anxiety, to quell that anxiety, right? I wouldn't have understood it until I understood the emotion that was present inside of me. And that's why it's so important for us as INFJs. It's difficult. It's very difficult to understand our emotions. Almost impossible, I would say, at times. But it's so important because the minute you start understanding what emotion you're holding inside of yourself, like really truly holding, not just superficially understanding it and be like, ah, I guess I'm angry. No, actually really understanding what's going on inside of you. That's the only time that you can actually start dealing with the situation properly, right? Because if you're anxious and you don't realize you're anxious, how are you going to deal with it? If you don't know that it's anxiety you're feeling, how are you going to make sure that it gets better? It's really hard to do that, right? If you don't understand that you're feeling angry about something, or if you don't understand that you're upset with someone, how are you going to improve the situation? It's not going to happen. You're just going to start yelling at the person, or, you know, have an explosion in front of them because you don't understand your emotion, but you know that it's about them, and then ruin the relationship, which happens to us quite often as INFJs. We end up over-exaggerating the emotion because we don't understand it, or over-exaggerating our reaction because we don't understand what's going on inside of us. And then we ruin relationships because the other person's sitting there thinking, what happened? Why are you suddenly being like this? It's because we didn't explain either ourselves to ourselves what's going on, or to the other person, because we have no idea what's going on. We have no idea what emotion we're feeling. And so we can't name it. We can't explain it to the other person, right? And so I wanted to kind of share this video, not just because, you know, I'm on this journey myself trying to figure out what's going on inside of me. I have no idea. But also, you know, to kind of remind us that this is actually a long-term process. If you're a teenager or in your 20s right now as an INFJ and saying, I have no idea what emotions I'm feeling. Hey, I'm almost 40 and I'm still trying to figure it out. So it's obviously a lifelong process that we're going to be dealing with. Probably I'll be in my 80s and still perhaps doing videos and saying, hey guys, hello people, I should probably say, hello everyone, and I do not understand my emotions still, and I'm 80. And so probably that's going to happen because it's just so confusing for us as INFJs, as people who are also, because I have ADHD, it adds an even extreme, further layer of confusion towards me. Also, you know, all the other things that are going on, and I'm just like, I have no idea, I'm not sure what's going on. And I think that's one of the reasons, again, why we kind of tend to isolate ourselves, because we don't understand our emotions. And in order to be around people, it's very important to understand what's going on inside of you, because otherwise it creates confusion and then you get angry at the person, but it's not their fault. And then you ruin relationships. And so that's why I think, again, why we isolate ourselves too. Why I've been doing that to myself as well. Again, very complicated video, very complicated topic. Not that I'm going to make it, you know, I'm not going to clear it up in one video, obviously, but this is something that I've been thinking about, so I wanted to share it with you. I'd love to hear your thoughts, though. You know, what do you think about emotions? Is it easy for you? Perhaps it's easier for you than it is for me. I still feel it's so confusing for me. And yeah, tell me about your stories about emotions. I'd love to hear from all of you. Again, thank you so much for listening, for being on my channel, and I shall see you the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.